folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to Financial Survival. It is October 10, 2022. Welcome to today's program. Melody decided to make a long weekend out of it, and I don't blame her. It's a beautiful day here in the hills of West Virginia. I guess it is up in Maryland also, but nonetheless, we're glad you're with us. And as always, I want to bring some news to you if I could, and some current events, and just whatever, folks, we need to, we think it's important to talk about. And I really sincerely hope that I'm doing something to bless you and maybe help you understand some things and maybe help make a decision on some issues that you might want to think about. Everything is so up in the air right now. Everything is so unsteady, to say the least. I mean, it's just, it seems like everything is just going insane all over the world in a lot of different ways, about every way possible. So I hope that I can bring some information to you that will bless you and maybe help you make a decision, inform you some, maybe some things maybe unthought about. Folks, I'm just a hillbilly preacher is all I am. I certainly am not the most educated man in the world, not even close. Now, I like to think myself sometimes have a little bit of common sense and maybe some wisdom that's been God-given to me, but I'm just a common fellow like everybody out there. I'm just a regular guy, and all I try to do is bring news and information to you that I think's important and put my opinion in on it. And I guess, of course, like I said before, I'm very biased. I'm a Christian. Everything I look at through the eyes of Scripture. So I can't say I'm not biased because I'm very biased. But I try to look at it that way from the Word of Truth and deduct what it could mean and what the future could hold because of it. So if I'm a blessing to you, that's wonderful. And I pray that I am. I know Melody has been to a lot of you folks for a lot of years. She's helped you look after your best interests and take care of things for you. And I'm with her because I respect her and I trust her. That's why I'm here. If I didn't, I would not be here, folks. Believe me, I have other things I could do, but I wouldn't be here. But let's get to the gold and silver and all the metals. All metals were down except one. Gold was down, pretty hard hit, 2530 to 1668.77. Silver took a good hit, $2.38 down to 1958. Platinum took a hit, down 1103 to 911.22. Palladium was up a little bit, 323 to 2171.81. They're all down from over the last few months, obviously. But folks, believe me, they're going to go back up. And when they do, they're going through the roof. It's going to happen because when everything collapses, they're going to be here. If you're holding in your hand something precious that's been worked and sweated over and minted and put out, it's a rare material, you want to have something of value. If you stand there holding paper, I guess you start a fire with it. That's about all it's going to be worth. The markets were down slightly. The Dow was down 1987 to 29,276. S&P was down 1930 to 3,620. NASDAQ was down 85,26 to 10,567. So they were all down slightly today. And I do believe we're going to see much worse days coming in the market. And if you stop and think about it, the Dow's dropped down from almost 37,000, folks, to almost 29,000. That's a chunk. That's down 8,000 points. If you think about that now, I remember when the Dow was just trying to reach 8,000. So whether it's something to be concerned about, I don't know. But it was down. It's down over the last few months from 36,799 to 29,276. The DAX was pretty much even day at 12,272. FTSE was down 0.45% to 69.53. Hang Seng was down 2.95 to 17,216. The Nikkei was down 0.71% to 27,116. NASDAQ today, the dollar was up 0.34 to 113.04. And oil, well, here we go, price are inching up, was up $1.77 to 90.87. It'll go back up to at least $110-$120 range, I'm pretty sure, maybe even higher. I don't know the exact on that. I mean, no one knows for sure except God Almighty, and He's not telling us right now. But He is telling us things is coming and warns through Scriptures, folks, that the staff of bread will be broken, that people will be going hungry, and that's in America and all of the world, actually. But I live in a place that's going to be, I think, the hardest hit because we've been so spoiled for so long. You know, it doesn't take much from people that's had so much for so long to become desperate and angry when things start getting cut a little bit. The middle class in America is being wiped out. Middle class in America is willing to read a little bit, can't even afford to buy a home. They're being wiped out now. And that's done on purpose. Please know that, folks. It's been done on purpose. The Bible says the rich get rich and poor get poor. Well, the middle class can be driven down into lower echelons of finances, and it's already started through a lot of different ways. Inflation, of course, with fiat currency is going to take them all down. Peter Schiff wrote a good article here I want to share with you. It's a little bit lengthy, but I think it's worth the reading. You'll need gold when the Fed loses this inflation fight. And folks, I don't know what they're going to pull out of their hat. They may tame inflation. The Bank of England give up on it. They quit. We're back to quantitative easing. I do believe, now I think I'll show you an article, I think you'll find the same thing, that the Fed here will finally give up and go back to quantitative easing also. And this may be a time they can't turn around like they've done in the past. But let's get to the article. Some people in the mainstream have been talking about gold's demise as an important financial asset. Meanwhile, central banks continue to buy gold. You know, it's amazing. Banks and nations are buying gold. And we've been told by financial advisors in America, the prostitutes sell themselves out, not to buy gold. It's a waste. It's a waste. Yet the banks and governments are buying it. Something not quite adding up here. Would you agree? What are the gold's naysayers missing? Peter Schiff appeared on Fox Business with Charles Payne to talk about the price of gold. And while some investors are starting to realize they'll need gold as the Fed loses this inflation fight. Payne opened up the interview by saying, you've heard about the death of gold a million times. But what is it that people forget about gold? When it's going down, moving flat, not moving, and it feels like, okay, it's no longer what it might have been in the past. Peter said, I didn't get the memo. And had I gotten that memo, I would have just thrown it in the trash. But what a lot of people don't realize about gold is that it's money. Now, I'll repeat that. He's right on. Gold, that gold is money. It is liquidity. It's everything else that loses value in relationship to gold. It's everything else that loses value in relationship to gold. Gold is better, but gold is a better form of money than anything governments have come up with to replace it. And in times like this, where we have inflation that's going to run out of control, and central banks that are powerless to rein it in, and because they've created economies that are dependent on it, more and more people, including central banks, are going to be returning to gold. It is amazing. The people that caused inflation are the ones that want to stop it, tame it. How are they going to do that? We'll see. But let's go to this article. Thank you. This article is very informative. Peter pointed out that gold sold off based on the notion that the Federal Reserve was going to win its fight against inflation. We had a rally in gold after the Bank of England surrendered to inflation and pivoted back to loose monetary policy to rescue its pension system. Peter says some people might be starting to realize that the Fed isn't going to win either. The Bank of England was just as committed to fighting inflation as Powell. But as soon as it created the beginning of a financial crisis, they did an about-face and went back to quantitative easing. I think the same predicament is going to befall the Federal Reserve. And before too long, inflation is going to take a backseat to an even greater crisis, a financial crisis and a worsening recession. And the Fed is going to go right back to more quantitative easing. There'll be no more rate hikes. In fact, there may be rate cuts. Inflation, now pay attention to this last sentence, inflation is going to be nowhere near 2% when they do that. In fact, it's headed closer to 20%. And you and I both know, folks, in the real world, it's already close to 20%. They say 8%, 9%. You and I both know it's close to at least 15%, 16%, maybe 17%, maybe more. But Peter Schiff said it's going to go to at least 20%. And I believe he's right. You know, I wish to goodness, I wish he really was wrong. I do. I wish that things were turning back around and going back to normal. Normal, folks, is, I guess, we all grew up, at least I grew up in a lot early, and a lot of you people did. I've been on this planet for 74 years. Normal to me as a young boy, up to 1964, normal was a candy bar for a nickel. Yeah. Normal was 12 hot dogs for $1. That was normal. That was normal then. It was. I mean, a new car for a couple thousand dollars. That was normal in the 1950s and 60s. Normal today, I think you say probably isn't anywhere near that. Would you say for the normal today? But let's look at 10 years ago. The normal today wasn't, back 10 years ago, was not 12 hot dogs for a dollar. Maybe 10 years ago, you might have got two for a dollar. So they're down from 12 to 2. You may buy a new car 10 years ago, a new one for average price, probably $20,000, $25,000, I guess, maybe $30,000, depending on what you buy. Today, you're looking, you're starting at a 40 and 50 and going up from there for an average size car. And I'm not talking about a little compact that you pedal down the road. I'm talking about something that's got four doors and you can sit in it. And, of course, you don't find any place where you buy a hot dog at more than 50 cents anywhere, much less 12 for a dollar. So normal has changed all through my life. But you see, we as people get adjusted to the new normal. We don't really think about it other than we just try to keep the bills paid and go on. Until we get pinched as tight, we can't keep up with the utility bills or buy groceries or pay the home payment, the house payment. Then we start realizing things are not normal. We're starting to realize now things are not normal in a lot of places, are we not? Around the world. Understand this. We adjust, and that's not necessarily a good thing. If we hadn't adjusted so easily, maybe we wouldn't have went up the gold standard, and then up finally after the silver standard. If we hadn't been so easily adjusted to what we've been deceived into, maybe we wouldn't have been in this mess today. But we are. And it ain't going to turn around anytime soon. The new normal is what you're seeing now. That'll be normal to the next hit. And folks, normal is changing quicker than it ever has. Normal is changing quicker than it ever has. You'll never see normal again, folks. You won't. Credit card rates just hit a record as average car loan rises to a fresh all-time high. Repeat that. Credit card rates just hit a new record. A record. As average car loan rises to a fresh all-time high. With the 30-year mortgage now uncomfortably into 7% territory, the U.S. housing market is already suffering the sharpest turn since 2008, pushing the average mortgage payment almost 50% to $2,500 from around $1,700 at the start of the year. Folks, $800 more bucks a month since the start of this year. But we won't focus on mortgage in this post, especially since in a world where most Americans have been forced to rent, with the average house increasingly unaffordable, having a mortgage become a luxury for the middle class long ago. Instead, we will bring readers' attention to that what is no longer a luxury, but with the U.S. savings and rate lows. Let me repeat that one sentence. Americans have been forced to rent with the average house increasingly unaffordable, having a mortgage become a luxury for the middle class. It used to be a common thing. You paid for a house. Now it's become a luxury, folks, even for the middle class. But we're going to discuss U.S. savings rates and record lows. And with credit card debt soaring every month by record amounts to record highs, it is that tiny piece of plastic that becomes absolutely indispensable in funding the American way of life. And unfortunately, as the latest U.S. Consumer Credit Report showed, the interest rate on all credit cards accounts that were assessed any interest as of second quarter just jumped to the highest since Fed record keeping started in Q4 in 1994. Did you hear that? Credit cards hit a record high. Hit a record high. Yes, between soaring prices, exploding rents, the rate of credit cards, that last lifeline to keeping with exploding inflation, just hit the highest on record. We will leave it to readers to decide what this means for the U.S. economy. But first, we just wanted to point out something else. As we noted last week, used car prices are finally sliding, and not just sequentially, but also annually. It's a problem if the surge in the car prices was the result of soaring auto loans, which, as the final chart in this post shows, was precisely the case, that the average new car loan just surpassed $38,000 for the first time. Translation, the implosion of the U.S. consumer is coming, and it will be spectacular. The implosion of the U.S. consumer is coming, and it will be spectacular. The average new car that I'm assuming God guessed 40, it's actually 38,000. Average new car, $38,000. I bought my home in 1973 or 4, in that area, 5, I don't remember exactly, from my father-in-law. It wasn't a huge place. It's still a huge place. I've done a lot of work to it since I bought it, but it wasn't a big place. But I paid $28,000 for it, that and a little piece of land. Now an average car costs $10,000 more than that. So now you understand what I'm talking about, price of getting out of reach. You understand that when you cost more to buy a new car, average new car, than I paid for my home years ago. You see what I'm trying to say, comparison? Nothing is going to be normal ever again. It's not going to be long enough in one place to become normal. Everything's going to be so transient, so quick moving, that we'll never understand normal again. We'll just, maybe if instead of from decade to decade, we'll just from day to day or maybe week to week whenever things start changing so quickly. And things worldwide are heating up big time. Things worldwide are starting to come together for a lot of things, folks, and it looks like war, world war, could be one of them. I pray it's not. We'll get more than that in a little bit. I do believe that the U.S., I believe the powers in it, that control the U.S., they lead the U.S., the CIA and others, are actually pushing the world to war. I don't understand all the reasons why, but I do know that the rich get richer when we have war. The arms makers really can make a lot of money, but overall the bankers get a lot richer. Both sides, folks, but what's winning side, losing side, gain during war. This is something that it's happened in history, it's not going to change. And the greedier get greedier, and they'll do anything to increase their control, their profits and control, but mostly now control. They don't really need the money, they need control. And fear of where it may be, as a plan that Demick showed us, people scared to death, quit jobs, stayed home and obeyed their masters. If we go to war, whether we get internally hit or not, or we just go into a place where we can't even buy food, fear again will take control. And people will be easily controlled, maneuvered, and manipulated in the direction that people their controllers want to go. So, yeah, we're going to see things change real soon, but not for the good this time, I'm afraid. After the break, we'll get some more financial news out to you. Then I want to get into some interesting things, folks, that we need to talk about. Signs of a nation falling apart internally. Okay? Hang on through the break. Don't go away. Hey, I'm not complaining because I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living. Working for a living. Working for a living. Never, never working. Taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy me, all things ain't what they used to be.
All righty, folks, we're back again. It's Pastor Butch Paul, filling in today from Ellie Cederstrom. She's dealing with me on Monday. She took some time off, and again, I don't blame her. I really don't. But you need to give her a call, folks. I promise, if central banks and governments are buying gold, even though the price of gold does seem to be coming down, you better get it now. Premiums are not coming down very much. You know why? Because they know the price of gold is going to skyrocket again. Call Melody at 800-375-4188. If you can buy one gold eagle, or if you can buy 10 silver eagles, you don't have to buy a lot. Get what you can. Oh, well, I'll pay more if you don't buy. Yeah, you'll pay a little more maybe per coin if you don't buy a bunch of them. But you'll have one or two or 10. That's better than nothing. More than you have now. I remember buying silver dollars $1 at a time sometimes. Some people or flea markets, wherever I could, to build up enough to pay off the property. But call Melody at 800-375-4188. Tell her what you can do. See what you can offer. I promise you one thing. She'll treat you like you're a special friend. She won't cheat you on anything. She'll tell you the truth. Let's move on to the article. Another financial situation coming up. Your next pain, P-A-I-N, will be soaring electricity costs as energy crisis comes to America. One central theme that comes to mind is the impact of higher natural gas prices and, by extension, power prices. Americans will soon see higher net gasoline prices at the pump because OPEC's production cuts slated for next month. Many folks will also see their electricity bills rise this winter because nat gas generators power a large percentage of the country's grid. This is a double whammy for hundreds of millions of Americans, ahead of the midterm elections in about a month, as Democrats scramble to find solutions to tame the energy crisis. From the blowing up of the Nord Stream pipeline system in the Baltic Seas, in NATO's backyard, to reduce Russian nat gas flows to Europe, to soaring U.S. liquefied natural gas exports to Europe, nat gas markets will be very tight everywhere this winter. With U.S. gas storage finishing this summer well below average levels and lower than what we expected previously owing to strong power burns, we believe there is a mispricing of this upside risk to gas prices in the near term. Goldman Sachs commodity analyst Samantha Dart wrote in a note to clients last month. Dart revised her winter 2022-2023 forecast up to 7.75 MMBTU from the previous 6.93 on renewed tightening fears, and her view of U.S. LNG exports will be higher. The Freeport LNG short outage is expected to be resolved next month, increasing LNG exports to the EU. Price of natural gas are trading 94% higher than at the start of the year and 307% higher than 2020 lows. Repeat that, folks. Price of natural gas are trading about 94% higher since the start of 2023 and 370% higher than 2020 lows. See what I mean? You don't have time to get adjusted to the new normal. It's changing too quickly. This means the power generation units and utilities will be even more expensive to pre-operate and pass on costs to end users. We're looking at fairly high gas prices, so all things equal, electricity prices should be higher as well. Sarah Emerson, managing principal of ESA Energy, told Yahoo Finance, "We're going to have a pretty strong winter for prices." A recent National Energy Assistance Director Association forecast that the average U.S. household heating bill is expected to increase by 17.2%. I don't care how you slice it, folks. People, well, you know, if we only had a hit in heating of 17.2%, we could adjust. But we have that in food. We have that in gasoline. We have another thing else. Everything else is going up also. If we took one hit to town, we could work our way through it. But it doesn't work that way, does it? We're going to take a massive financial hit this winter. It's already started. I mean, the election's coming up in less than a month. People are panicking. Republicans, Democrats, both are calling for Victor Wednesday. I mean, the back and forth it goes. It's a game. It's a facade. If you get wrapped up in too much, you waste your time, put it that way. It's all facade. It is. And it's getting out of hand to the point that this is a sign of a decaying society, but it's a sign of a society that's getting angry. And when tyrants push hard enough, some people get angry. The so-called left gets really angry when the right makes a move and wins something. They get angry enough that the pro-murderers burn down abortion or burn down pro-life clinics in New York. And we'll discuss that tomorrow night with a guest that happened in New York, that they burned down a clinic in Buffalo, and an FBI probably was in on it. We're going to find out why tomorrow night. But people get angry. Now we're going to see bulletproof glass guards. Election offices tighten security for November 8 midterms. When voters in Jefferson County, Colorado, cast their ballots in a November 8 midterm election, they will see security guards stationed outside their busiest polling centers. At an election office in Flagstaff, Arizona, voters will encounter bulletproof glass and need to press a buzzer to enter. In Tallahassee, Florida, election workers will count ballots in a building that has been newly toughened with walls made up of super strong fiber Kevlar. Did you hear that? Spurred by a deluge of threats and intimidating behavior by conspiracy theorists and others upset over former President Donald Trump's 2020 election defeat, some election officials across the United States are fortifying their operations as they ramp up for another divisive election. A Reuters survey of 30 election offices found that 15 have enhanced security in various ways, from installing panic buttons to hiring extra security guards to holding active shooter and de-escalation training. Wow. Well, when the government becomes so corrupt that you can no longer trust anything, including the ballot box, folks, sometimes they don't leave much choice. And people are angry. And rightfully so. And I'm going to say this, and I'll probably make some enemies, but that's okay. I'll make enemies. I won't be the first time I've done it. I'm going to say Christian conservative group, not just conservative, but Christian conservative group, are angry because of the wokeness of society all of a sudden, of the perversions in our public schools that's being taunted all over the new movie screens and TV screens. They're fed up with it. They're fed up with what we call the left's agenda to further that cause. Now, folks, I want to tell you right now, both sides are corrupted in that. I guess we said Democrats are even worse. But they're getting fed up. People are getting angry. So then when the Christian conservatives speak up and stand up and do something that changes things, according to the Word of God, the Antichrist people rise up and burn places, throw stones, shoot people. Oh, yeah, older lady up there, Edie's, was shot in, I think, Michigan or Minnesota just the other day. Shot in the back while standing in the street trying to save unborn lives. Yeah, we're going to see this heat up, folks, a lot more than we're going to be comfortable with. Believe me, this is only the beginning. Another issue here that's making people a little bit upset, and it should, Biden's DHS gives cell phones to over 255,000 border crossers, illegal aliens released into U.S. Oh, my. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security has given cell phones with intent of tracking their whereabouts to more than 255,000 border crossers and illegal aliens released in the United States over the last year. The data published by DHS reveals the extent to which the Biden administration has ballooned the size of the Alternatives to Detention, that's ATD's, Alternatives to Detention program, to more easily and quickly released hundreds of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. Hundreds of thousands more border crossers and illegal aliens are released into U.S. interior with only notices to appear in federal immigration court at later dates. Federal data has long suggested that only a tiny faction of border crossers and illegal aliens end up having a valid asylum claims. They really believe they're going to go back for the hearings. My. The latest ATD, that's Alternatives to Detention figures, show that from October 1st, 2021, through September 30th, 2022, Biden's DHS gave cell phones to more than 255,000 border crossers and illegal aliens. The phones are meant to be used so the agency can keep can track their locations. The phones cannot be used to search internet or make other calls. The cost to American, now pay attention, the cost to American taxpayer, this is for the $255,000, the cost to American taxpayer is more than $360,000 a day. Multiply that times 365 days a year, it should come up with. For comparison, just 26,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were given cell phones for the monitoring purpose of fiscal year 2021, indicating that the Biden administration has increased the use of the program by about 880%. Biden administration has increased the program by 880%. The number of border crossers and illegal aliens released from DHS non-detained docket now exceeds more than 3.3 million. A foreign population with no immigration status that is roughly seven times the population of Miami, Florida. As the data suggests, less than 10% of those border crossers and illegal aliens released in the U.S. Interior are monitored by the agency. Folks, out of 3.3 million, less than 10% are monitored. Since Biden took office in late January 2021, his DHS has released about 1.35 million border crossers and illegal aliens in American communities, exceeding the populations of eight states. In total, about 2.2 million border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the U.S. since Biden took office, including those who successfully crossed the border undetected by the Border Patrol agents. Months ago, the Biden administration publicly defended their proposal to begin providing federal ID cards to border crossers. Now, pay attention to why, folks. If this doesn't make you angry, then there's something wrong. You better check your pulse. Months ago, the Biden administration publicly defended the proposal to begin providing federal ID cards to border crossers and illegal aliens who they plan to release into American communities. Now, here's the reason. The goal of the proposal is to make securing public benefits easier. I know people who qualify for food stamps can't get them. Right here in the good old U.S. of A. But we give them to people that are illegal coming across the border. We give them cards so they can qualify for the benefits. While our own citizens go hungry. Maybe that's why people are getting angry. Maybe getting tired of this. Maybe getting tired of this invasion that our federal government upholds and actually condones, and not only condones, but helps to do this, that they actually provide the means for people to come in and eat off us, eat out our substance, so to speak. Just like the invaders of Israel did when they were under judgment in the Old Testament, they come out and eat out their substance. Well, folks, America's under judgment. We like it or not. You can listen, believe it or not believe it. I really don't care. We're under judgment. And it's going to increase tremendously. And it's not months away. And I think this winter we're going to see things happen we never dreamed possible. That's the truth. Nantucket police prepare for arrival of migrant flight. Police on the Massachusetts island Nantucket are anticipating the potential arrival of a migrant flight sent from another state, reportedly scheduled to land on Tuesday. Nantucket police issued an alert that a flight is incoming this week with many similarities to the flight and an incident that occurred on Martha's Vineyard, which Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had authorized, according to the Boston Herald. It has not been confirmed whether the passengers are en route to Nantucket or illegal immigrants. The charter companies report that it is a business flight for a group out of Chicago. The Nantucket flight is reportedly operated by the same private air company that transported migrants to Martha's Vineyard, according to the Nantucket Inquirer and Mirror. Nantucket police dispatch received a call from the Nantucket Memorial Airport operations on Friday that a flight was scheduled to arrive on Tuesday. The purpose of this call was to inform the Nantucket Police Department that the reported scheduled flight had many similarities to the flight and incident that occurred on Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket police said in a statement. Well, hey, you want them? You got them. You don't have to like it. We don't like it either, folks, being invaded. But they welcome them. They'll come in and welcome them. Hey, they got big houses. They can live with them a little while. It won't hurt them. They can afford to feed them for a day or two, can't they? Of course they can. Let's change gears here now, folks, go into another situation. I know you already know about the bridge being blown up in Crimea. We know about that. We know what's happened already with the retaliation. We're going to go through that anyway because I think we'll make some good points on this. You may want to think about. Video shows mystery wave under Crimea Bridge just before it was blown to smithereens. Speculation grows that Ukraine used a boat or explosive-laden drone, despite Russian claims of a truck bomb. An attack threatens to put threaten Putin's supply lines. I'm going to say this. I'm making me a baby in Ukraine. If it was Ukraine, you guarantee that we help get it done. Or it may have been the CIA or other agency, the U.S., to ramp this war up a little harder, to get us more involved. In a little bit, we're going to find out how we're getting involved already. But this Ukraine probably did it. But the good old U.S. of A. helped him. And maybe it's the mysterious way which appeared on the bridge between Russia and occupied Crimea moments before it was blown up has fueled speculation that Ukrainian special services used a boat or explosive-laden drone to launch an attack that has damaged Putin's supply line. Moscow furiously claimed the truck bomb caused the blast, which killed at least three people, but did not apportion blame. While the speaker of Crimea's Kremlin-backed regional parliament accused Kiev of being behind the explosion, which took place early this morning, just hours after Putin's 70th birthday. Putin responded to the embarrassing attack by ordering tightened security at the bridge. A decree issued hours after the bridge was damaged by the blast, Putin said the FSB, security police, service will be responsible for strengthening protection measures. Dramatic new footage showed the blast rocking the Kerch bridge and causing its partial collapse. Yet another humiliation for Moscow as it forces retreat from occupied southern and east Ukraine amid a sweeping counteroffensive by Volodymyr Zelensky's troops. The Kremlin had claimed the bridge, which was opened personally by Putin in 2018, to be too much fanfare in Putin's Russian state media, was being protected by a maximum security operation which even included attack dolphins. Well, maybe they were. Maybe they did. But it got attacked anyway. After the break, we'll get into some of the things that Russia done to retaliate and why I said I think America's getting more and more involved. Folks, I lived through the Vietnam era. I was in Vietnam. I was. I was in Thailand. I was all the Middle East, so to speak, when I was in the Air Force. Traveled a lot of places around the world, but yeah, I was there. I will tell you this from personal experience. Most of the Viet Cong, now I won't say all of them, but a lot of them, really just wished the war was over. They didn't care who controlled the rice fields, as long as they had something to eat. This was a police effort by the United States, because what they call them, they don't call them wars any longer. You know, I mean, they don't call them wars any longer, because they're not really declared wars. They're police actions. But when somebody's shooting at you with a rifle and you're shooting back at them, that's probably a war. And I do know for a fact that people that there didn't really care who took control as long as they were allowed to farm their rice paddies and have something to eat, like I said. Not all of them. A lot of them just were out there trying to earn a living somehow, keep food on the table. Back at the break, folks, a lot more talk about it. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're back in. This is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm filling in Dave from Melody Cedarstrom. She'll be back with you tomorrow, Dave, of course, and I'll be back on Wednesday by myself, I guess, except for Wendy Wilson, as normal. So everything's normal so far this week, folks, so hang in there. Get used to me, because I don't guess I'm going anywhere until Melody says, tell me to shut up, and I'll quit. But anyway, give her a call, 800-375-4188. Talk to her about what you can do to plan your future. No matter what happens, folks, if things keep going like they are, no matter what you do, there's going to be some tough times. But you can make tough times easier if you just think ahead a little bit. Just think ahead. Don't depend on your grocery store being open all the time and having everything you want. Don't depend on power being on all the time either. Learn to do without things that you become accustomed to. Learn how to live for a while without electricity. Prepare yourself that you can have something to eat if the grocery stores aren't open or you can't afford the food. These are common sense things, folks, that we all need to do. Back to the situation with Ukraine and Russia. Russian governors threatened missile attacks on Ukraine's big cities in a desire to seek revenge for the Crimea Bridge explosion, as top Putin propagandists calls for total war and return to brutal Stalinist era operations. Now, we already know the missile attacks have started. But top Putin propagandist Vladimir Sologuov called for total war against Ukraine following Crimea Bridge blast. He also demanded the return to Stalinist-era counterintelligence operations to root out internal opposition. Crimea's governor spoke of a healthy desire for revenge, while another official warned of rocket attacks. The deputy governor of Stavropol told Ukrainians, leave your cities, as he threatened Sarmat missile rockets. Russian deputy prime minister, meanwhile, deployed divers to inspect bridge foundations and search for more evidence. Some Western intelligence officials fear Putin will raise new hell in neighboring country and amid humiliation. Rocket attacks killed more than a dozen people in the territory of Zaporizhia late last night and early today. Putin previously said that any attack on the bridge connecting Crimea to Russia would prompt Judgment Day. Well, maybe so. Maybe so. Now, here's what we know, that I know from what I'm reading anyway. Russia launches attacks across Ukraine. Malaysia's prime minister calls for early polls, and Chinese tech shares sink on U.S. export curbs. So we're seeing the result, folks, already from this so-called counterattack, as you could say. Russia pounded cities across Ukraine during rush hour, killing civilians and knocking out power and heat in apparent revenge strikes after President Vladimir Putin declared a blast on Russia's bridge to Crimea to be a terrorist attack. Cruise missiles tore into busy intersections, parks, and tour sites in the center of downtown Kyiv with an intensity unseen even when Russian forces attempted to capture the capital city early in the war. Belarusian President Alexander Solzhenitsyn said he had ordered troops to deploy with Russian forces near Ukraine in response to what he said was a clear threat to Belarus from Kyiv and its backers in the West. Yeah, that's definitely heating up. It's definitely heating up into something bigger and bigger every month, every day. And I have to know from past experience, folks, what I've seen and learnings from the United States and all the wars. And it's not, I've written a few books. One of the books I've written has a chapter in it entitled America, a Victim of War. America, a Victim of War. I go into the details behind the wars and who started them, so to speak. And America has been involved in so much, my friends. I grew up saluting the flag, and America, you know, was a good guy, and God bless America, and our troops out there doing what's good for us and fighting for us. Even the Vietnam War, I thought was justified and needed. That's why I served. I joined. I wasn't drafted. I joined. And I thought, well, I was doing the right thing. My dad was World War II. He's a wounded prisoner of war. He found out before he passed away, some years before he passed away, what happened while we were in the World War II and how he got tricked into it and broke his heart. He lost friends here like I lost friends in Vietnam. But if you look into the history of the United States and the wars that we helped instigate, you'll find out that we aren't the little white little guys, good guys everybody thinks we are. Let's get back to the article. Russian draft dodgers pour into Kazakhstan to escape Putin's war. Now, you know, this same thing happened in Vietnam. I thought the guys that went to Canada were cowards and idiots, and maybe some of them were liberals and idiots, but a lot of them hadn't knew what was going on. They knew it was time to leave. I know that Mel Gibson's dad, Hutton Gibson, I know Hutton took his family to Australia to keep him out of the draft. Yeah, that's true. Vadim says he plunged into depression last month after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a military draft to send hundreds of thousands of conscripts to fight in Ukraine. I was silent, 20-year-old engineer said, explained that he simply stopped talking while at work. I was angry and afraid. With Russian invasion of Ukraine beginning on February, Vadim said he took to the streets of Moscow to protest, but Putin's September 21st order to draft at least 300,000 men to fight felt like a point of no return. We don't want this war, Vadim said. We can't change it. We can't change something in our country, though we have tried. He decided he only had one option left. Several days after Putin's draft order, he bid his grandmother a tearful farewell and left his home in Moscow, potentially forever. Vadim and his friend Alexa traveled as fast as they could to Russia's border with the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan, where they waited in line for 3 days to cross. We ran away from Russia because we want to live, Alexa said. We are afraid that we can be sent to Ukraine. Both men asked not to be identified to protect loved ones and they left behind in Russia. Last week, at Kazakhstan commercial capital Almaty, they stood in line with more than 150 other recently arrived Russian outside the government registration center, part of an exodus of draft dodgers. More than 200,000 Russians have streamed into Kazakhstan following Putin's conscription announcement, according to the Kazakh government. So, in this one border with Kazakhstan, 200,000 young men have crossed the border to avoid the draft. Agree or disagree? It's an unpopular war. Whatever the reason they started, and we could go through that a lot, and I have things that I think are reasonable that so Russia went in. I think they had no choice in a lot of ways. But nonetheless, it's an unpopular war. People are trying to protest it, and men are leaving the country because they don't want to fight this war. Now, I remember back in the early Vietnam, late 50s, early 60s, before I went in, we sent special operation forces there to train the Vietnamese, South Vietnamese, on how to defend their borders and fight. Now, we didn't have anybody, supposedly any military on the ground then, to fight, just to train. I know that's a lie now, but then I believed it because that's what my country said, and I believe my country then. I was naive, unlearned. That's why I joined in the first place. Anyway, U.S. Special Operations Forces are on the ground in Ukraine as part of a broad covert operation that includes CIA personnel. The Intercept reported on Wednesday, citing unnamed U.S. intelligence and military officials. The report said that the U.S. withdrew its CIA and special operations assets from Ukraine shortly before Russia's invasion, although one U.S. official said the CIA never completely left. Folks, the CIA funds itself with drug money by the billions of dollars. The most corrupt, probably, organization in this country. The FBI and others are not that far behind now. The CIA initially predicted that Kyiv would fall quickly to Russia, but after it became clear that wouldn't happen, the Biden administration sent its covert assets back into Ukraine. Reports said that the U.S. clandestine operations inside Ukraine are now far more extensive than they were early this in the war, when U.S. intelligence officials were fearful that Russia would steamroll over the Ukrainian army. Several current and former intelligence officials said that there is a much larger presence of both CIA The U.S. Special Operations personnel and resources in Ukraine that were at the time of the Russian invasion in February. Of course there are. We're going to see NATO boots on the ground real soon, and most of them probably be U.S. This is all part of the plan, folks, for this next staged war. If we go to war, you can believe me. You can believe me when I tell you it's staged. It was planned. All wars are pre-planned. They talked about them, three world wars at least 100-some years ago. It's being brought into fruition. It's happening. We sit by and watch, basically helpless. But I do my best to tell people if I can, if they'll listen, that we're being moved into, being maneuvered into another planned war, probably another world war. And it's not going to be as nice this time being in the U.S., I promise. It's not going to be as easy in the U.S. this time. Matter of fact, we'll probably be destroyed, to put it that way. Change of topics. With a third of French gas stations experiencing supply shortages, energy giant seeks urgent wage talks. Just days after reported that France has tapped its strategic fuel services to resupply a growing number of gas stations that had run dry due to a nearly two-week-long strike of refining workers, with government spokesman Oliver Veran urging consumers not to panic buy, only to achieve the opposite results. On Sunday, the French Energy Ministry announced that almost a third of French gasoline stations were experiencing supply difficulties, with at least one fuel product up 21% on Saturday, as French energy giant Total Energies offered to bring forward wage talks in response to union demands as it sought to end the strike that has pushed French to the brink of a historic energy crisis. Provided the blockade will end and all labor representatives agree, the company proposed to advance to October the start of mandatory annual wage talks, it said in a statement. So, folks, France is in a bind, now just buying gasoline because of a strike. Not to mention the shortage of everything else it's going to have this year. Over roughly 2 weeks of its industrial action, France's domestic fuel output has fallen by more than 60%, straining nerves across the country as waiting lines grow and supplies have run dry. It's everywhere. That's what's going on. The world is going into a chaotic state, folks. But you know why? Because we've been walking in a hypnotic state in this country for a long time, in the world also. Different issue here, but I think this is very important to cover this. Shake and shake the ketchup bottle. None will come and then a lottle. Shake and shake the ketchup bottle. None will come and then a lottle. Anyway, Williamson County, Tennessee, discovered that their Dominion ballot counting machines were giving fake results simply by counting on post-it notes as 169 ballots were being fed into a dummy machine and noting that the machine only counted 79 of them. Now, pay attention, folks. These are machines that were used in the last election. As is carefully recounted here, that led the state of Tennessee to investigate and discover that 7 of the 18 Dominion tabulators in the county made the same mistake. They significantly undercounted ballots fed into them. The Federal Election Assistance Corporation was called in. The EAC body in both SLI and Pro and VVNV, the only two firms accredited to certify election equipment in USA, they were all stumped. Eventually, Dominion itself was brought in. The consensus decision was a punt. They agreed that there is erroneous code in the system that creates erroneous results. They agreed that the machines were certified with that erroneous code. They agree that they cannot explain why the fake results are occurring. This is coming from EAC, Pro-VNV, SLI, and Dominion itself, which in my book means nothing they had to say on the subject can now be heeded. They cannot find how it occurs. Then they have no way of knowing where it is. It may be everywhere. And it apparently is, judging by what's going on elsewhere. The Fulton County, Pennsylvania, has made it the basis of a lawsuit they have brought against Dominion. In Georgia, 67 counties have the same make and model equipment, and 65 of them, 97% of them, turn out to be the generating similarity of fake results. Folks, what can I say? Yeah, the election will be easily rigged. They don't even count the votes. What do you think? Gee, one last article here I want to share with you. I think this is important. I wouldn't bring it up. Florida Surgeon General. This is the Florida Surgeon General saying, COVID mRNA vaccine found to cause 84% increase in death for men ages 18 to 39. The analysis found that there is an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days following mRNA vaccination. Florida Surgeon General Joseph LaDapo on Friday released the state analysis of COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, revealing 84% increased risk of cardiac-related death among men 18 to 24 years old. Florida will not be silent on this truth, he said. The guidance recommends against COVID-19 mRNA vaccines for males ages 18 to 39 years old. In a statement, LaDapo said that studying the safety and efficacy of any medications, including vaccines, is an important component of public health. Far less attention has been paid to safety, and the concerns of many individuals have been dismissed. These are important findings, and that should be communicated to Floridians. There you go, folks. We said it. Now it's been proven. These so-called vaccines are killing millions of people worldwide, far more than any virus could think about doing. But not many people report it. But now the Attorney General of Florida is reporting it. He's been laughed at. Been mocked. He's reporting nonetheless. Folks, it's out of time for today. I will see you back here on Wednesday. Melly back with you tomorrow. Her and Dave are here bringing you all the news and updates. Have a great night. Good night.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.